The gang assessment report released this week identifies more than 100 gangs operating in four northeast Wisconsin counties. DOJ spokesman Craig Clivey says most of the larger gangs have penetrated the area by moving there from larger cities.
Milwaukee and Chicago were the areas that were most often mentioned as having an impact on the area. But we also had a fair number of reporting that Minneapolis and St. Paul had an impact on the Fox Valley region, and that was more for the Asian gang activity.
Clivey says drug dealing is the primary crime gangs take part in, but there are signs that gang members are increasingly being arrested for burglary and assault also. The report is part of a new initiative to crack down on gang-related crime, and Corrections Field Supervisor Joy Murbach says she's convinced the effort will succeed. Murbach's job is to identify gang members she works with as a probation officer and look for ways to get them to change their ways. She's hopeful about a new program in Milwaukee that targets reformed gang members in prison and helps them leave the gang when they're released.
So we're really getting organized in not only identifying gang members, but also collaborating with law enforcement, juvenile corrections, human services. So I really believe that we've become much more organized even within the past year.
The State Department of Criminal Investigation is developing a new gang database designed to promote collaboration among all the agencies involved in gang suppression. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.